You're listening to SBS News.
A report by the Disability Services Commissioner in Victoria has found significant failures in the provision of disability services, resulting in deaths in the year 2017 to 2018. The Commissioner was given new powers last year to investigate the circumstances of the deaths, including individual cases, to gather a picture on the more systemic issues in the provision of care. Commissioner Arthur Rogers says the findings confirmed a lapse in standards uncovered in a Victorian parliamentary inquiry last year, consistent with data from other states and international investigations into the same issue. The report says poor record keeping, as well as a lack of an assessment and support plan and staff not following such a plan, were partly to blame for the deaths. Commissioner Rogers says it's not acceptable.
I'd like to see that there are zero deaths, unnecessary deaths, and that there are no instances of disability support that miss some of the basics around actually how they should support people at risk. So even one unnecessary death is too many.
Of the 88 cases examined in Victoria, half involved government service providers and half were non-government service providers. With assistance from the Coroner's Court in Victoria, the Disability Support Commissioner raised concerns about 48 of the 88 deaths. Three of the deaths were attributed to people choking on food and seven others to aspiration pneumonia, a life-threatening but often avoidable infection caused by inhaling food, fluids, saliva or vomit into the lungs. People with intellectual disabilities are at higher risk of dying from choking because of difficulties swallowing, but the report highlights instances of rushed feeding or food not cut up properly. More than four in five of the deaths occurred in shared accommodation, with the median age of those who died almost 30 years younger than the general population, 52 years old for men and 54 for the women. Kevin Stone, Chief Executive of the Victorian Advocacy League for Individuals with Disability or Valid, says the report is disturbing and should prompt immediate action.
I feel ill. Anyone who looks through it will feel ill that this is happening to our most vulnerable people. Families place their loved ones in care, believing that they're going to get care. This just highlights the fact that that's not always the case. This is carelessness of the highest order.
The report showed half of the people whose deaths may have been related to heart conditions had seen neither a cardiologist nor dietitian in the previous year. Mr. Stone says he believes the findings merit a separate national royal commission, besides the inquiry into aged care services starting in February, which has an added term of reference for people with disabilities. Actor and advocate Chris Van Ingen, who has cerebral palsy, says he supports the call.
You have to remember that in the terms of reference for the aged care Royal Commission, the disability part was only tacked on after pressure from the community. And there are a lot more people with disabilities that are not part of the aged care system.
Also cited in the report was an issue of communication. Concerns were raised about the lack of communication assessments and communication plans to help people with disabilities communicate their specific needs. The report says too little is done to help non-verbal people with disabilities use technology or other means to notify others of their deteriorating health and to help them exercise choice and control over their lives. Mr. Van Ingen says he has choked on food himself because staff had been rushing and made mistakes in following the dietary requirements. But he says, fortunately, he was able to communicate about his situation.
There's not enough staffing levels, so people have to rush. I'm very capable of communicating my needs, and there has been times even I have been fed so fast that I've choked to the point of vomiting. And if someone like me, who has no communication issues, can be choked when someone is feeding me, then what is it like for people that can't communicate the way that I can?
Commissioner Rogers says the report should also inform the rollout of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, along with the monitoring of service providers. Earlier this year, Senator Jordan Steele John gave an emotional speech listing the names of Australians who had died due to neglect or abuse by the people paid to care for them. He called for a separate royal commission. Labor says if elected, it will hold a separate second commission into disability care. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.